Hello and welcome to the Millennial Girl Boss podcast. My name's Chantel and I'm a Millennial Girl Boss, and I turn my dream of running my own location independent business into a reality. I quit my job to make money online and I'm here to teach millennials how to do the same. On this podcast, I talk about everything to do with mindset, productivity, and online business. So you're in the right place if you're looking for those things. Content marketing is all about the storytelling, but it's also about creating valuable, shareable, and content that really resonates with the target audience. So those are the things that we're going to be diving deep on and focusing on. So the first thing you need to do is define the reason why you're doing your content marketing. Is it to gain some new email subscribers? Is it to promote a new product? Is it because you want to build your authority in the area of that subject? Or is it just to drive some traffic to your website? Getting crystal clear and focused on your goals will really help you with your content marketing, and you'll be able to target it much better. Let's start with a brainstorm. We're going to really get really niche and niche down and really figure out what we need to do and what our main goals are. Content marketing has become a powerhouse in recent years. Potential clients and customers will often research your social media profiles and blog pages before purchase. So it's essential that they don't look like you've neglected them. This is your opportunity to teach them about what you do or how to use your product. Researching what your target market's main problems are, the focus on creating your free content and solving those problems. So you want to avoid creating generic content. You really need to make sure that you niche down and create valuable content for your niche. A really easy way to do that is to look at frequently asked questions on Facebook pages in your niche, or on Twitter, or even on Quora, where a lot of questions could be asked in your niche. These are excellent ways to tap into your customer's mind and create solutions that they're looking for. Do a brainstorm and come up with about 6 to 10 keywords that align with your brand and resonate with your target market. Then set these keywords up as the categories of your content and start creating one piece of content for each category. Once you've created all your content, return to the start and create another 6 to 10 posts, one for each category. For example, you could have a physical product that you want to sell. Just imagine that you have a hairbrush brand and you're selling a special hairbrush that can help you to detangle and comb very hard to comb curly hair. So one of your keywords could be curly, thick hair, dry hair, wavy hair, afro hair, healthy hair. So what you could do, if you wanted to create a piece of content for each of these categories, so you might want to do a video or a blog post on how to look after curly hair, showcasing the brush, or you might want to do an article about thick hair and how to manage it. Then you might want to do a live demonstration or a live chat about how you can define wavy hair and how you can solve that problem and prevent it from lying flat. And you could also do a podcast about healthy hair tips, how to grow your hair long, or even a book about how to grow afro hair. And this could be a free ebook given out as a lead magnet. And in the ebook, it will explain how the brush will help to reduce damage. So these are some examples of how you could go about creating content, and then you would just have to have the same categories and the same theme throughout your content. Just repeat creating more content within these topics.